All right, good to have you with us here, the WIB Wake Up Show. And all of a sudden, I got up a screen that is giving me some problems. So I'm going to try to, see if we can get that taken care of. There we go. Okay. Whew. All right, it is 19 degrees. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday, the 13th of February. It is Valentine's Day Eve. It's the fourth and final Friday of our WIB Winter Warm-Up. Heating bills to pay back, something like $2,700 left to go. We have told you all throughout this campaign, more dollars than we've ever had to pay back heating bills, and more than $8,500, and we've paid back a lot over 3 weeks, but some $2,700 left to take care of. We're going to spend it all, and so be ready to call us back within 10 minutes and 37 seconds if and when we call your name. Hopefully you took us seriously, you knew we weren't kidding around, and you got us your heating bill, so you have a chance to have your name called and go away a winner. And it's been a lot of fun to do this, a ton of fun. Plus, also, still chances to win your way into that exclusive showing, the Valentine's date you can only imagine. I can only imagine, too, the appetizers, the chance to win the terrific prizes, and just a terrific time with your Valentine. It's a great movie. We saw it as a staff. I can only imagine, too. Debuting exclusively tomorrow night, the WWIB event, 5 o'clock at MyCon, Chippewa Falls. You can only win your tickets here on WWIB. All right, well, let's deal with today in history if we can. It is February 13th, and so what about this day is noteworthy or significant? And for that, we check with our friends here and see what they have to share with us about this particular day. For instance, in 1635, the first public school in the U.S., Boston Latin School, was founded on this day. And this day in 1866, Jesse James and his gang committed the first armed bank robbery in the U.S. during peacetime in Liberty, Missouri. And also on this day in 2002... Yeah, on this day in 2002, Waylon Jennings, the country music artist, died in Chandler, Arizona at the age of 64. Waylon and Willie, I remember that quite a bit in days gone by. All right, and finally we close out First Thoughts with a morning devotion. We use a range of devotions, and this morning back to Robert Morgan's On This Day here on WWIB. And for that, we read the devotion that he's got for February 13th, which is titled, But It Does Move. Genuine science and correctly taught scripture are never in conflict, for the same God created both, writes Robert Morgan. But endless damage occurs when either is misinterpreted and used to condemn the other. Here is one of church history's saddest, sorriest examples. Galileo Galilei was an Italian astronomer and physicist who made his first scientific discoveries while a student in Pisa. He dropped out of the university for lack of money, but returned at age 25 to teach mathematics. He formulated laws about gravity by conducting novel experiments like dropping weights from the Leaning Tower of Pisa. He devised the law of the pendulum by watching a lamp swing from the cathedral ceiling. His fame spread across Europe, drawing both students and criticism. In 1609, Galileo began building telescopes and making spectacular discoveries about the heavenly bodies. Galileo was a Christian who believed that God's world and God's word were both valid objects for study. Using one of his telescopes, he even showed Pope Paul V some of his findings, but he was nonetheless attacked by the church for his discoveries contradicted traditional teachings. Some clergymen condemned the whole study of astronomy by quoting Acts 1:11, which says, "Why are you men from Galilee standing here and looking up into the sky?" In 1632, Galileo was called before the Inquisition to answer charges that his writings violated church teaching. Despite being 70 years old and infirm, he was forced to travel from Florence during the winter, arriving in Rome on a litter on this day, February 13, 1633. Historians are unsure whether Galileo, during his trial, was tortured or simply threatened with torture. In any event, the old scientist was forced to read a statement renouncing his views, especially his observation that the Earth moves around the sun, confessing them as errors and heresies. A legend persists that having read his recantation, Galileo muttered, "E per si move, but it moves after all." Galileo remained under house arrest, treated badly by church officials until he became blind and feeble. He died on a winter's day in 1642 in the presence of his son and two of his pupils, even though he was right. Psalm 119, 1, 3, and 4 says, "The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done. They don't speak a word, and there is never the sound of a voice. Yet their message reaches all the earth, and it travels around the world." Well, a very excited Julie Minan on the line with us in Rice Lake. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were caller three. I'll tell you what, people have been calling us before the little sounder is even done. But this morning kind of showed that, it was a little slower response, but you ended up being caller three. Congratulations.
Thank you. I even dialed the wrong number and probably woke somebody else up.
They actually answered? Did they answer?
They didn't answer. I realized it, but it rang.
Oh, that's funny. Well, congratulations to our friend Julie in Rice Lake, who just won herself two tickets to our sold-out showing and exclusive Valentine's Day premiere event of I Can Only Imagine 2 at Mycon Cinema in Chippewa Falls. So, again, be listening all day long for your chance to win your way in before the movie tomorrow. Julie, you're going to want to get there by 4:30 to enjoy some delicious appetizers, the Mycon VIP Lounge and Avenue Orchard's Creation Kitchen, plus delicious dessert from Joseph's Cheesecake. Oh, so good. Have you ever had Joseph's Cheesecake before?
Yes, it is delicious.
It is. It's incomparable. And your ticket doubles as your entry for prize drawings before the show. Have you heard these prices? These are amazing. Let me run through it for you, including a $25 gift card from Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, an escape room adventure from Tactile Escape 101, Blacklight mini golf passes from Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake, a year, 12 months of coffee beans and gift cards from Cabin Coffee Altoona, 3 months of unlimited movies at Mycon Cinemas, 2 full event tickets to OneFest this year, and an overnight stay and swim at Metropolis Resort. You could win any of that.
That's amazing.
I know.
Those are amazing prizes.
That's why we call it a Valentine's date night. I can only imagine. Well, what is the time? It's 6:45 and a half, and we have had a contestant on the clock, our first one here on what we hope will be a very busy Friday as we look to pay back people's heating bills with really a record amount, as we've got like some $2,700, I guess, to pay back out of the $4,500. Have we heard from Bethany Arneson? Yes, we have. Bethany called back in the allotted time. Heard from her during the Chidia Ohio Goose song. Heaven's got my back, and we've got your heating bill, Bethany. Pay back that $147.39. Well, Caleb, a lot going on today, paying back people's heating bills. Bethany had her name called. She called back from Rice Lake, heard from her, and already, boy, Rice Lake's big today because Julie won in the Valentine's date night, I can only imagine.
Yeah, so we've got lots going on. Again, final day of the WIB winter warm-up, biggest day of the WIB winter warm-up, so be listening for that. Be listening for your chance to win the final tickets for our Valentine's date night, I can only imagine. Again, this is the last day to give those away, so lots of reasons to listen to what we hope is your favorite station, WWIB. Well, pretty cool. So Kimberly from Cadott called back in time for our WIB winter warm-up, but we were yapping on the air, and so their call went to our voicemail. But she called back, and it's like, hey, you called back in time. We were just talking, but you did make it under the clock. So Kimberly from Cadott, our latest WIB winter warm-up winner. Well, that did not take long at all. During that tune from Switchfoot, it took less than 2 minutes. Beth from Eau Claire, along with her wonderful daughter, Hope, called us back at 715-723-2555. Three in a row here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Folks calling back for our WIB winter warm-up, and Beth wins our maximum payout for her heating bill of $300. We get you caught up each week here on the WIB Wake Up Show on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, pop culture. It's our little public service, but we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We know you're busy. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A survey finds that 95% of us share our passwords with family and friends.
95%, but these are the same people who would never think of sharing their French fries.
Mine, all mine.
Researchers say to beat procrastination, just start. Not long after you do, the pain area of your brain accepts that it's not so bad.
This is how I get myself to shift from the couch to the recliner 3 hours into a long day of watching football.
Indeed.
Women in China are big fans of apps that provide them with AI boyfriends.
They must think love is easier if you just update your man's software after an argument.
For sure.
The season is over and the average NFL fan spent 46 hours a month thinking, talking, or reading about their favorite football team.
Now, I'd criticize fans for this, but it takes me that many hours each month to figure out what I want to watch next on Netflix.
Right?
To deliver products as quickly as possible, Amazon now has over 180 warehouses in the U.S.
180 warehouses and nearly as many happy employees.
If that.
A report found that American doctors misdiagnose one out of every 20 adult patients.
In other words, sir, relax. You're not pregnant.
What a relief.
Finally, research reveals that some people actually enjoy being filled with anxiety.
For example, the person each year who's in charge of putting together the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And it's our WWIB Winter Warm-Up presented by Visiting Angels of Eau Claire, and we are getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our next contestant is Christine Tedrick from Chippewa Falls. Christine Tedrick from Chippewa Falls with a heating bill eligible for our maximum payout of $300. Christine Tedrick from Chippewa Falls, you're on the clock with 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. If you call in time, we're paying back that heating bill. Thank you to Visiting Angels and all our generous sponsors, including Quality Propane and Fuels, Carrie Bean Coffee Shop in Shell Lake, and Stelter Incorporated. The phone lines are ringing, and so I'm wondering... Hello, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Christine Tedrick.
Christine, I didn't even finish the read, and you're already calling us back. We're going to give you $300. How about that?
Awesome.
That is fantastic. You are our latest winter warm-up winner, our WIB Winter Warm-Up winner, and $300. Hopefully, that's a blessing to you here on this day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, definitely is.
Well, fantastic. I know we've got your information already from when you entered with your address and such, so we'll get that check sent out to you next week, and it'll be in your mailbox and hopefully be a nice blessing and brighten up your day a little bit.
Oh, it has. Thank you very much.
Christine, what station just made you a winner?
WWIB.
How do we pack the best of the week into less than 2.5 minutes? Well, like this.
Kimberly from Cadiz, our latest WIB Winter Warm-Up winner.
Sarah in Fall Creek was caller 3 at 723-2555. And Sarah, you're pretty pumped about it.
Yes, this is awesome. We were just talking this morning. We should try to do this for Valentine's Day. And so I'm like, well, I'll be listening, see if I can try to call in.
Imagine you saw the first one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's actually my ringtone on my phone.
Is that right? That's fantastic. Yeah.
What happens about 3 times every hour in the United States?
Good morning. This is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. So I've been busy this morning and haven't heard all the previous guesses, but my daughter Penelope told me to call and guess an armed robbery.
What would be your more specific answer?
Say a gas station robbery?
So, yeah, like a gas station convenience store.
Yeah.
3 times every hour. What's our world coming to? Or our nation coming to?
No.
But you got it! That's it!
Oh, my word.
Yes, 3 times every hour in the good old U.S. of A, someone robs a convenience store. We are playing Secret Sound. What is that?
Ron from Fall Creek.
Two in a row.
Wait,
from
we're
Fall
big
Creek.
In Fall Creek.
We're always big in Cricket Country. What do you think, Ron?
Is it a note on a harmonica?
Okay, we've had kazoo guests, we've had recorder guests, we've had bagpipe guests. Is it a harmonica?
It is not a harmonica.
Good guess, Ron. I could see that, though, you know, yep. Playing around the fire
sure.
Or something
oh, absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
Cowboys eating some baked beans. I don't know.
Hey, Paul from Willard.
Hey,
hi, Paul.
Paul, what do you think?
Hey, only because I always hear it when I go up to the jail for our ministry. Sounds like an elevator chime at Florence.
Is that an elevator?
It is!
It is!
It's an elevator thing. You want yourself a Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake. Well, a very excited Julie Minan on the line with us in Rice Lake. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I even dialed the wrong number and probably woke somebody else up.
Well, that did not take long at all. During that tune from Switchfoot, it took less than 2 minutes. Beth from Eau Claire, along with her wonderful daughter, Hope, called us back at 715-723-2555. 3 in a row here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Folks calling back for our WIB Winter Warm-Up, and Beth wins our maximum payout for her heating bill of $300.
I tell you what, you listen to WIB, you're a winner, huh?
Indeed. Hopefully you feel like a winner all the time, just with great music, lyrics you can trust, but chances to win some really fun things as well. Our final Friday of the WIB Winter Warm-Up, presented by Visiting Angel Vote. Angels of Eau Claire. We've had five winners already. It's like $1,143 in change that has already been given away, and more to come, a lot more to come. So be listening. Keep it here all day on WWIB. More chances, a few more chances to win your way into our Valentine's date night, I can only imagine, as well.